humbly and quietly, and without shouting. Remember him morning and evening, and do not be of the heedless ones. I'm sure that we've all read these ayat before, but the important thing is when we read ayat in the Quran is to reflect on them. The Sahaba used to take the Quran whenever it was revealed, and they would take whatever is revealed and start working with it before moving on to the next part of the Quran. So if we just stop here for a minute, I think we should all ask ourselves, am I one of those who remember Allah, or am I one of those who Allah describes as al-ghafileen, the heedless ones? Because the consequences can be quite significant. Allah tells us elsewhere in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Do not be like those who have forgotten Allah. And what's the result? Is that Allah made them forget themselves. So there are many people who will just go through life, so much involved in life, running after every day in life without even remembering Allah. And they probably will be quite successful in their practical lives, but it could be actually a curse from Allah rather than a blessing. Because it could be that Allah has made them forget themselves. فَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي نَعُوذَ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ نَنْسَاكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah also tells us in another ayah, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have allotted for in the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادِ بُاللَّهِ, a lot of jinni and people and human beings. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts that they do not understand with. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes, but they don't see with it. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears, but they don't listen. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضُلُّ. These people are like cattle, but they're even worse. And who are these people? Who are these people that do not see, do not hear? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They are the heedless ones. They are the ones who do not remember Allah. So this is how important this subject is. This is how important this matter is. And it's so easy in modern life, with the quick pace of life that we're all living now. We're all running all the time, chasing our tails. We're all rushing from here to there to there. And it's very easy to fall into this category of ghafileen. On the other hand, as I'll explain in a minute, it is so easy to be one of al-dhakireen, even if you have a very busy life, even if you're continuously rushing and always running because you live a busy life. It is very easy to become one of the dhakireen, and it's so easy to slip and become one of al-ghafileen that Allah describes in the Quran. Another place in the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who do not hope to meet us, وَرَضَوْا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And they are quite content with this life, and they are quite rested with it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And those who are again heedless about our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. These are the ones who are going to end up in hellfire because of what they earned. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know a lot about the world. They know a lot about what's happening in the world around them. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But when it comes to the hereafter, they are heedless. غَافِلُونَ. Again, غَافِلُونَ. Al-ghafla comes over and over and over and over in the Quran. As you're reading the Quran, try to find these two key words. Al-ghafilun, those who are heedless. Wa-dhakirun, those who remember Allah. And I'll explain to you in a minute why is it so important. Because, as I said, al-ghafilun wa-li'adu billah is a very serious thing. Al-ghafla anillah. Wa-dhikr is a very simple thing to achieve, and I'll talk about this in more details, inshallah. In the hadith in the Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه كمثل الحي والميت." The person who remembers Allah and the person who does not remember Allah are similar to a person who is alive and a person who is dead. So if you do not do dhikr, you are as good as dead. And if you do not do dhikr, what happens here is actually it's not a physical death, but it's the death of the heart. And this is what results in the hardness of the heart. He also says, لَا تَكُنْ بِيُوتُكُمْ كَالْقُبُورِ. Don't make your houses like graves. وَجْعَلُوا لِبِيُوتِكُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. Make some dua, some dhikr in your houses. As a matter of fact, he says, صَلَاةُ النَّفِيلَ فِي الْبَيْتِ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي مَسْجِدِ الرَّسُولِ. Salah in prayer in the Masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worth 1,000 prayers in any other masjid. And yet he tells that at nafila, to do in nafila, not al-fard. Al-fard, of course, has to be in jama'ah if you can in a mosque. But an-nafila in the house is better, it's 1,000 times better than doing it in a public place or in a mosque. This is how important. This is all encouraging us to do dhikr continuously. Not just dhikr when you were in the mosque. Not just on Friday. Because a lot of us come to prayer on Friday, we do the dhikr, we have all the good intentions after the prayers. We hear the khutbah sometimes and maybe say, yes, I'm going to follow that. But then half an hour later, it's all gone. And we're back rushing and we're back chasing our tails and we're back living the very hectic type of lifestyle. And again, we become heedless and we become al-ghafiloon and not al-dhakiroon. Now, another thing that you always hear Khatib saying, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The Quran says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So although prayer is supposed to stop you from doing wrong and misdoings, but ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ is bigger. How can it be bigger? Because the ذِكْر offers you protection. If you do dhikr continuously, if Allah always exists in your heart, this is what protects you. It is dhikrullahi akbar. It's very important. And elsewhere it says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. In this ayah that we started with, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا. So, اذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ means in yourself. That's dhikr al-qalb. You don't have to utter the words. And if you do utter the words, keep your voice down. So, because sometimes we hear people doing dhikr in a very loud voice and shouting. This is wrong. Allah tells us quite clearly here, this is the way to do the dhikr. In a low voice. For several reasons. We'll come to that in a minute. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. دُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. It means, don't shout. Don't raise your voice for two reasons. One, if you're in a mosque or if you're in a public place, you might be interfering with other people. There are other people who want to do dhikr as well. There are people who want to do Quran. There are people who want to read Quran. So you find sometimes in a mosque, you enter, sometimes somebody sitting there and reading in a loud voice. This is being very selfish because other people want to do that as well. The other problem with it, of course, is that you might fall into the category of riya. You might find that you are doing it for show off. Because you're doing dhikr, somebody walks in, and all of a sudden they look at you and you say, fine, you know, I must show them that I'm so pious, and this can make us all fall into riya. And that's why Allah advises in the Quran, وَذْكُرْ رَبِّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Without raising your voice. And the rest of the ayah, it says, بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. الْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ is the two extremes of the day, at the beginning and the end of the day. So this ayah makes it, it's very important if we look carefully into it. وَذْكُرْ رَبِّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. غُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ, beginning of the day and the end of the day. What is غُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ? It is the time when we are all busy. Because it is the time of the day when we are all working or studying. So Allah tells us specifically, this is when you have to do a lot of dhikr. So being busy at work, or being busy with your studying, or being busy with your lectures, does not mean that you do not do zikr. This is what the ayah teaches us. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be one of the heedless one. Do not be one of the ones that on the day of judgment, Allah will tell, إِنَّا نَسِيْنَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيْتُمْ يَوْمُكُمْ هَذَا. We today will forget you, we have forgotten you, like you have forgotten this day. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. This is one of the worst things that anybody can stand on the day of judgment. When Allah tells him, today you have been forgotten, just like you have forgotten this day. So these are some of the meanings in this ayah. And if I keep talking about this ayah, we can keep talking for hours and hours. The scholars have spoken about it in such details that there are so many lessons to be learned from it. However, it is not all bad. As I said, the two key words are al-ghafilin wa al-dhakirin. So we've spoken a bit about al-ghafilin and what they expect, what will Allah do to them, what happens on the Day of Judgment. Let's take the positive end of things, al-dhakirin. In the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, إِذَا ذَكَرَانِي عَبْدِي فِي نَفْسُ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي نَفْسِ. If my slave remembers me in himself, I will remember him in myself. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَانِي فِي مَلَأ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي مَلَأٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. And if he remembers me in a group, in front of other people, I will remember him in a group that is better than his. Of course, who's Allah there? Who's the group that's around Allah? Al-Malaika, the angels. Right? So, every time you remember Allah, remember that Allah is remembering you. Every time you say any form of dhikr, and we will come to that in a minute, if you say subhanallah, Allah is remembering you as well. If you go to any of these halaqat where people sit together to remember Allah, whether it's dhikr, whether it's learning, whether it's reading Quran, whether it's talking, whether it's anything at all, so you're remembering Allah, this is dhikr in a group, Allah will remember you. Allah will mention you. Can you imagine if Allah is mentioning Fulan al-Fulani, this particular person, Allah will mention you by name in this group where he's sitting, where there are the angels around him. إِذَا ذَكَرَانِي عَبْدِي فِي نَفْسُ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَإِذَا ذَكَرَانِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتَهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. The Prophet ﷺ also tells us, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّ وَلَا غَيْبًا. إِنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا قَرِيبًا. You are not invoking, you are not talking to somebody who is deaf or somebody who is at far distance, because they asked him, when we do dua, when we do dhikr, when we do dua, should we mention it in a loud voice or should we mention it in a low voice? And the Prophet told us, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَدْعُونَ أَصَمُّ وَلَا غَيْبًا. You are not calling somebody who is deaf, and you're not calling somebody who's far away. إِنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا قَرِيبًا. You are calling somebody who is very close to you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. Allah is very close to us. So when you're doing the dhikr, you don't even have to utter the words. If you want to utter the words, you can, but without raising your voice. And if you just do it in your heart, also Allah will know that. So, there are several types of dhikr, as I said. There is dhikr al-qalb, which you do without even uttering the words. There is dhikr al-lisan, which is doing it, uttering the words, but in a low voice. And there is dhikr al-qalb wal-lisan, the two together. So, it's important that when you are doing dhikr, it's not just by habit, you're not just uttering words that you don't think about. So there's no point saying, subhanallah, 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 while I'm just thinking, what appointments do I have this afternoon? What am I going to do tomorrow? What are my plans for the weekend? Because this is not dhikr anymore. You're just moving your mouth. You're uttering words that are completely useless. So, for dhikr, like for any other form of obedience, there are three things that have to be fulfilled. One is iman. You have to have the iman, and inshallah all of us do have that, which means that we have the belief. And two is we have to have the ikhlas. You have to be genuine about what you're doing. You must, by doing it, you mean to be genuine to Allah. And three, of course, you have to do it in the correct way, and the correct way is the way that Allah has taught us here. You either do it completely in secret or in a loud voice without interfering with other people around you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Now something very interesting about dhikr, and when you read the Quran, try to notice that. Whenever dhikr is mentioned in the Quran, I will give you some examples. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. O you who believe, do dhikr a lot, ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Another place, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. If you meet their enemies, be steadfast and remember Allah كَثِيرًا, a lot. Moses, Prophet Moses, when he was talking, he said, وَجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِ هَارُونَ أَخِي, and allow me to have my brother to come with me to Pharaoh. اُشْدُدْ بِهِ إِذْرِي وَأُشْرِكُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So that we do a lot of tasbih and a lot of dhikr. Whenever the word zikr is mentioned in the Quran, it's always associated with كَثِيرًا, which means a lot. So this is a very clear message to each and every one of us. We should do dhikr a lot. It's no good just doing it occasionally. It should be a lot. And in the ayah that I mentioned, it should be all day long, all the time. Even when we are busy, as I said before. A man went to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he told him, يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي فدلني على عمل أتشبث به. A man, a simple man, went to Prophet, he said, look, there are so many things now in Islam, there's prayer, there's zakat, there is fasting, so many things. I'm not talking about furud here, we're talking about the nawafil. So advise me, give me advice for one thing that I can do and just stick to it, because I'm a simple man. And the Prophet said, وَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانِكَ رَطِبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Keep your tongue moist by the dhikr of Allah. So if there is one thing, if there is one ibadah that you want to do, because there are too many things that you can't do, if there is one ibadah, the advice of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is, do the dhikr. Another hadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم where he says, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَأَذْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ وَأَرْفَعَهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ. Shall I guide you to the best action that you can take, the best thing that you can do that will raise you to higher places? وَخَيْرًا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبُ وَالْفِضَّةِ. It's even better than spending gold and silver, spending your money. وَخَيْرًا لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقُوا عَدُوَّكُمْ فَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ وَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُ. It's better even than meeting the enemies and fighting the enemies till they kill you and you kill them. So the Sahaba said, Bala ya Rasul, of course, yes, please tell us, what is that?